Daily Happen Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And this shameful situation at the VA just continues to get worse and worse and worse. And I want to be very, very clear about something. Regardless of how you feel about the wars themselves, whether you agree with them or not, and I most assuredly do not, we as a nation owe to these returning wounded veterans to take care of them, because they put on that uniform and they went into combat with the very best of intentions. They were told, they were brainwashed into thinking that this was something that was important for the American people and the nation. And they kept their promises, certainly far better than any of the people in Washington, D.C., who sent them into these wars for Bretton Woods and the petrodollar. We owe all these kids who came back injured some kind of decent care. Now, I'm looking at this story, and this is reported over at the Daily Mail. Haven't seen it yet on the American corporate media, but it's being reported in Europe. Over at the Phoenix VA Hospital, where a lot of this scandal first erupted over these hidden waiting lists. Apparently, the VA hospital gave $10 million in bonuses to the administrators who covered up the wait times that led to the deaths of former soldiers who were just waiting there for care for months on end and just abandoned. Now, I want to make a suggestion here, and you're probably going to think I'm a little off base, but let me preface it by reminding everybody of Operation Vigilant Eagle, where the U.S. government is spending money to spy on the social media activity of returned military veterans to make sure they are not saying things the government doesn't like. And for those veterans who are speaking out about what they really saw in the war zones, we are getting reports from all across the country. They are being arrested and confined to mental institutions without trial, without evidence. It's a very Soviet Union kind of dirty trick. Ex-Marine who was subjected to this treatment is now suing, and that's going to drive this story into the public eye where it deserves to be. So keep that in mind. Then you have the circumstance where the U.S. government is trying to find a way to declare all returning military veterans mentally incompetent, and therefore their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms can be automatically suspended en masse. All right. Now keep those in mind here, because when you have a VA hospital that is simply hiding the veterans and leaving them, abandoning them until they simply die, and then they get bonuses for that, it suggests that what the VA is trying to do is just let as many of these wounded veterans die as possible to save the costs of caring for them for the rest of their lives. And it's a very cold-hearted, cynical thing to do. But we know that what was happening, the death toll of our wounded veterans at the VA is higher than we're losing in war. A lot of these wounded veterans who wound up committing suicide committed suicide because they weren't getting care and support from the VA. And when you see this kind of organization and administration that is leading to the deaths of veterans, and then they're getting $10 million in bonuses, it suggests this is a deliberate policy. They can't fight anymore. They're not useful to the money junkies. Just let them, just send them off someplace to die quietly, and hopefully the public and the other veterans won't notice it. Well, we've noticed it now. We have definitely noticed it now. Russia Today is reporting that veteran suicides in the United States have topped 100,000. And they're not talking vets from the older wars. They're talking about the younger vets during the post-9/11 period. But apparently, statistical analysis of figures supplied by the Bureau of Census suggests even Russia Today's figure may be low by as much as 40%. 140,000 U.S. veterans have committed suicide, abandoned by the VA. That doesn't sound like incompetence. Doesn't sound like, oh, gee, we lost track of them. It sounds to me like there's a deliberate policy to get rid of these guys because the government doesn't want to spend the money to care for them. Just the money for bonuses to these VA officials. And if you are a veteran, you should be absolutely furious. And if you are a young person considering enlistment in the armed forces of the United States of America because you can't find a job anywhere else, you'd better take a very good look at how those who serve are being treated by the military high command and by the United States government that wants to send you out to fight these wars for Bretton Woods and the petrodollar. Now, getting on over to the growing IRS scandal, and now, of course, they're admitting that it wasn't just Lois Lerner's emails that went missing, but apparently six other officials at the heart of this targeting by the IRS against political opponents of Barack Obama. And it has now come out that the IRS was sending information on these political targets to the FBI to try and find opportunities to criminally prosecute. And it is illegal for the IRS to give that information to the FBI absent a warrant. So the IRS was being used as a weapon by the Obama White House against anybody that didn't agree with them. That's an impeachable offense. All righty, we're going to take a quick phone call here. Ed in Kentucky, aloha. Ed, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, brother. Hello. Aloha. You're doing a great job, by the way, Mike.
Thank you.
I listen to your show all the time. It's the first time I called in. I happen to be a disabled veteran who happened to be... I've been dealing with a tooth infection for 5 years. Half my left jaw is gone.
Oh,
of course, everybody who's responsible still has a job. Yay! Thank you, flunky, guinea pig, and lab rat. Yay, but you're not dead yet. Damn. Well, guess what? After 6 months of waiting for this dentist, I called. I said, what's going on? Well, you got to take a bus. I said, what the frick does that have to do with it? I said, lady, I said, maybe your doctor should turn around when he does these projects. Actually look at his, you know, record and, you know, scheduling and see if he could actually do this. Well, you're getting $3,000 worth of work for free. Mike, you know you never throw the price of anything in a veteran's face. Never.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. You probably would have been better off going over to a dental college and having some student fix you up. That
you know
would have
what?
Been free.
I'm still dealing with this, but you know, by the grace of my Heavenly Father, Yahweh, and common sense, what my grandmother taught me, and she was a nurse. She graduated out of the first class of University of Cincinnati School of Nursing. And I'm very proud of that. She raised me. She taught me homeopathic medicine, so did my sister-in-law, my late wife's sister. And technically, people, all the herbs and spices that you use to spice up your salad, your chicken, whatever, that's what you were made with. Why do you think Yahweh created all these? He goes, that's what he gave you to heal yourself with. And I've been, you know, the sweat routine, sweat mark, because that's the best detox you got is sweating. You know, a little bit of iodine salt, some spices, some green tea, turn on the heat, and I sweat. And believe it or not, that has done more for me in 4 days than a handful of antibiotics that don't work. They tear up your system before they even think about working. I mean, some of them do work. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you
know, there's a lot of recklessly sold chemistry out there, and it's not natural because that makes it patentable, and it's the whole system just from beginning to end is all about money and not about health and care. And I keep hearing these stories about veterans who did serve and they're wounded and they came back, and then we find out this government is just hoping they're going to die and stop being a liability on some balance sheet someplace. And it is absolutely infuriating. And Ed, we have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials here, but I hope things work out for you and that you're able to get at least some of your health back. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And wrapping up on this whole situation with the Internal Revenue Service, they're basically now trying to claim that Lois Lerner and 6 other officials at the heart of this IRS targeting of Obama's political opponents, the email that covers the critical time when all of this was coming down, was lost in a computer crash. Apparently, they want us to believe that all 7 of these key people were using the same computer, and the computer crashed in a manner that was unrecoverable with no backups whatsoever, all of which IT experts are saying is complete nonsense, couldn't possibly happen. And I'm sure the Internal Revenue Service knows you don't believe this insane story. The dog ate my email. But their attitude seems to be, this is our official story, and there is nothing you can do about it. Which is kind of the same arrogant attitude that we saw in Charles I, Louis XVI, Mussolini, and Ceausescu, shortly before they were all killed by their people. Now then, interesting little story. This is coming out of Blacklisted News, and it involves the case of Adel Daoud. He's an American citizen charged with terrorism. He is one of the many people who got suckered in by the FBI's manufactured terrorism crime plots. In other words, this guy never actually was involved in any terrorism. All of his so-called co-conspirators were FBI agents or informants, and there was never actually a chance he was going to do anything. And apparently he is being charged using secret evidence, and the courts have rejected a request that the secret NSA evidence used against this guy be given to his defense lawyers. Now, part of the issue here is that Senator Dianne Feinstein used Daoud's case as a specific example where the NSA had stopped terrorism, which we know is not true. This guy was suckered in by the FBI's entrapment. And Feinstein tried to give the credit to the NSA. Well, the defense lawyers have come back and said, look, if the NSA provided the evidence leading to this guy's arrest, we, as his defense lawyers, have a right to see it. And they were told this evidence is classified. Really? Isn't it just the NSA intercepts of Daoud's phone and computer? Why is it classified? And the lawyers went back and said, well, look, some of our lawyers have security clearances. Can they look at this so that we can prepare a defense? And the courts have said no. So we have arrived at a revival of the Star Chamber. Adel Daoud is entrapped by the FBI. He's brought into court, and he's charged on the basis of evidence that he or his defense lawyers cannot look at. How do you get a fair trial in a situation like that? And the answer is that you don't, because they're desperate to fry this guy rather than admit he's just another one of these endless victims of FBI entrapment. And we're all reaching the breaking point here. This is a story over, and again, Daily Mail. We're hearing about this stuff from Europe, not here in the U.S. But apparently, in the House of Representatives, Republican Representative Lou Barletta was interviewed on radio on Monday and just came out and said flat, Obama is just absolutely ignoring the Constitution, ignoring the laws, and ignoring the checks and balances. This interview was carried on News Radio 910 WSBA. And Barletta said, if an impeachment vote were brought to the floor of the House of Representatives right now, there are enough votes to impeach President Obama. Of course, then it would be up to the U.S. Senate to remove him from office. Then we'd get Joe Biden in the Oval Office, which I don't see as a significant improvement. And the reality is, I'm sure we'd all get a visceral thrill of seeing Obama removed from office, and we'd pop the champagne corks and, you know, get out the cheese pretzels or whatever, but it really wouldn't change anything, because Obama's just a figurehead, and the problems with the federal government are system-wide. If they impeach Obama, the corporate media will proclaim the problem is solved. All the problems are gone. Everything is better now. And it won't be, because the NSA will still go on spying on you, violating the Fourth Amendment. The FBI is going to go on trying to entrap Muslims in terror arrests to demonize them. Wall Street is still going to be pushing for the wars for Bretton Woods and the petrodollar, and Congress will continue to whore themselves to Israel. The looting of the American people to prop up Wall Street will not even hesitate, and Biden will go on waving human-caused global warming at us to impose a carbon tax, then a methane tax, then a water vapor tax, then an oxygen tax, and a sunlight tax, so forth and so on. I think the entire federal government needs to be impeached for having violated the restrictions imposed on them under the Constitution. It isn't just Obama who's ignoring the Constitution. It's the Congress and the Supreme Court and all of these various government agencies. So we ran a poll. Pardon me. We ran a poll on whatreallyhappened.com. If you could, would you impeach the entire federal government? 99% said yes. Now, more news from the polls, and this is even over at Wall Street. The Wall Street Journal ran a poll saying the president has a 41% approval rating. I doubt that's it's that good anyway. And we know the corporate media, and especially Wall Street, they're trying to prop themselves up and keep this thing going. Even Fox News was saying that Obama's approval rating is actually down to 37%. Far from a mandate here. So, of course, we had to run a check of that poll on our website. Do you approve of President Obama's job performance? And it came out with 95% no and only 5% yes. Now, Hillary Clinton is out there pounding on the gun grabber agenda. And she came out with this rather amazing statement. We can't let gun-loving minority terrorize the rest of the country. In fact, the direct quote is, this is during one of her town hall forums, quote, "We cannot let a minority of people," and that's what it is, a minority of people, "hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people," end quote. That's Hillary Clinton. All right, so where to begin with this? First of all, 80% of Americans legally own a firearm. So gun owners are not a minority. Second, the vast majority of gun owners try very hard not to terrorize anyone. In fact, if you ever go to a gun store, you will find that as a class, gun owners tend to be more polite and respectful of other people's rights. Are there some people who use guns for bad purposes? Yeah, there are, just as there are people who use cars, knives, baseball bats, and machetes for bad purposes. But we do not take cars, knives, baseball bats, and machetes away from all the law-abiding citizens based on the actions of just a few. That would be like saying all men should be castrated because Bill Clinton couldn't keep his hands off of other women. And I think Hillary may not realize that she has just alienated 80% of the American voters she's going to be relying on in 2016. By the way, even MSNBC is now confirming that Hillary's new book is an absolute disaster. It is not selling. People really aren't interested in her trying to retroactively justify all that she's done throughout her life. And, of course, the things we'd really want to know about, like the cattle futures trades, the travel office firings, and Vincent Foster, aren't really in there in any detail. It's just, she's trying to polish her image. And it really didn't work. Very alarming story. This is over at TheVerge.com. Apparently, down in South Africa, they're now developing and deploying drones that will spray pepper spray and skunk stink on protesters and rioters. And these are being built in response to the growing protests in the South African mines, where the working conditions are really, really terrible. And coming soon to a city near you. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us, Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take a phone call. John in Iowa. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You were just talking about those police drones.
Yes.
How do you fight fire?
With fire.
So what do? You go out and buy a couple of RC helicopters and go up and sacrifice a $25 RC helicopter and boom, boom. There goes their, you know, $10,000 cannon-loaded, tear gas-loaded
You know, the funny thing is, it may not be the case in Iowa, but I noticed, because I brought this up about a year ago, and I said, just fly that little toy helicopter right over the drone, and the downwash from the prop will suck it in. And all of a sudden, all those little kiosks at the mall that were selling those radio-controlled helicopters, they all went away, and it's getting kind of hard to find those things out here in Hawaii.
Well, the backup plan is bottle rockets.
Well, the problem with that is aim. You know, these are unguided rockets. I would almost say that probably South American Bolo, you know, and just learn how to, you know, get that near the drone. That's probably going to be more effective than bottle rockets.
Yeah, some type of slingshot with some sort of heavy load, you know, a heavy enough load to take it down.
Well, it's not going to require a lot. I mean,
yeah,
these things, they're very light, they're very fragile, they're very delicate. And, to have endurance, and all you have to do is get some kind of debris into just one of those rotors, and that thing will come down.
Yeah, so, plans of mice and men, I don't think they would be very successful with that. They might then begin to jam channels when they start doing that.
Well, they might do that as well. I still don't know. Apparently there were some sports fans in Los Angeles took down an LAPD drone. During the partying over some event, and I don't know how they did, but apparently they did. You could bring one of those things down with a fire hose, you know, if you just get the water up there.
They flew it down too low, and somebody threw their coat up and hit it, and it just wobbled out of the air and just came right down.
That'll do it.
Yeah,
That'll do it.
So that's my idea of the day.
All right, well, it's a good idea, and we did suggest it about a year ago, and then all of a sudden, all those little kiosks with all the RC helicopters, they just went away. And
they're still available on Amazon.
Okay, and I think Radio Shack still has them, but Radio Shack may not be with us very much longer.
They might join the graveyard.
Yeah, afraid so. All right, John, we're going to let you go here, and getting on back to the news story out of LonelyConservative.com. Apparently, former Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius was making a presentation to an Obamacare group and was spreading the blame around for the complete and utter failure of Obamacare. It's everybody else's fault. Oddly enough, she didn't assign any blame to those who wrote the law, to Obama who signed the law, or those who were tasked with implementing the law. You know, it's political opposite. And again, this is how politicians work. Something happens that's good, they're going to take credit, even if they had nothing to do with it. And if they do something that is totally messed up, it's somebody else's fault. I had nothing to do with it. It's, you know, I tried my best here, but there's other people over here. The other side of the aisle interfered with it. You know, those Republican hackers went in and destroyed healthcare.gov just to make the president look bad, like he needed any help. Apparently, Representative Henry Schuyler, Democrat of Texas, has released pictures showing the unsanitary and cramped living conditions that illegal immigrants are having to live in a detention center near the U.S.-Mexico border. And the pictures do look rather tragic. They're just piled on in there. Now, I don't know what the representative's agenda for releasing the pictures happens to be, but it seems to me that maybe sending them back home is going to be better than letting them pile up in these human closets, because they aren't supposed to be here. And if they're going to be getting these buses at taxpayer expenses for all these illegals that are in Texas, don't drive them west to Arizona. Drive them south to the Mexican border and just fling them back on over. By the way, a reader wrote in a rather dark suggestion about all these illegal immigrant children who are flooding across the border, and they're being put up in these reactivated Army bases and Air Force bases and the rest of it. Some of them go missing and nobody knows where they are. There's no real record of them. Are these kids being cut up for the black market organ trade? 5 years ago, I would have said that kind of thing can't happen in this country. But looking at how the VA is treating our soldiers, and we know there's a huge black market organ trade centered on Israel right now. A lot of source material for somebody who's willing to engage in such practices. Now, interesting article over at LonelyConservative.com, and they're taking to task the Washington Post columnist David Milbank, who once again has been caught just fabricating what he writes in his columns. And unfortunately, his columns get picked up by news outlets like the New York Times, and he's been caught basically taking a genuine quote from somebody he's reporting on, then adding words into the middle of it to make it sound like they're saying something different than what they actually said. And apparently now, in honor of this guy's track record, this article over at Lonely Conservative is saying we'll call it the Milbank rule. BBC News is going to cut at least 500 jobs, as well as a substantial part from their radio division. They're not doing very well over there. They're not very popular. Certainly the molestation scandal has come back to haunt them. And BBC, understand, they're not dependent on advertiser revenues. They are subsidized by the British population. But more and more of the British population are turning off the BBC and not paying that connection tax anymore, because nobody likes a liar, is really what it comes down to. Article over at newswatch.us, income gap widens as American factories shut down. And they're following the story here of these two factory workers here in the United States, David and Barbara Ludwig. Back in 2008, when things were still going good before the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud, they bought themselves some new cars. David got a Dodge pickup, Barbara a Mazda 3. And they were making somewhat decent money. David was making $22 an hour and Barbara $19. And they could afford the payments. Well, a month later, the company where David was working, which was a unit of Stanley Black & Decker, started laying off at the Reading plant. And David wound up being completely unemployed for 20 months before finding a janitor's job that pays less than half of what he was making before. Barbara hung on, but she too also lost her job when Black & Decker shifted production down to Mexico. Now she's cleaning houses for $10 an hour. And that is a dark reality behind the U.S. government's job numbers here, because what they don't record, first of all, we know they're lying about the actual jobless rate. But when they're out there counting how many people have jobs, what they're not reporting is how many people since 2008 have had to take jobs paying far less than what they had before, as manufacturing continues to be encouraged to move outside the United States of America. Starting under the George W. Bush administration, the tax laws were changed where it was more profitable for U.S. companies to send their manufacturing jobs to other countries. And according to the Hackett Group, that process accelerated under Barack Obama. And so the government is just saying, well, everybody's got a job. What they're not talking about is everybody is trying to pay off their debts, their student loan debts, their mortgage and everything with half the money, half the earnings they had before. That's the real state of the economy. And this brings us to an article here that was over in ulstermanbooks.com talking about the student loan debt problem. Student loan debt has increased in the United States 517% over the last 5 years. And what's going on here is the Federal Reserve System is a pyramid scheme. Because all currencies loaned into circulation at interest, the system always creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. The only way to keep the system moving forward is to constantly find or create new borrowers, which allow the creation of new money, part of which is then used to pay the interest on the old money. But the total aggregate debt will continue to outgrow the total available money supply. We have reached a point where the bankers and the government are trying to find new ways to force people deeper into debt to keep that Ponzi scheme going, and the college students have become the latest victims of this scam, brought into involuntary debt slavery by, first of all, cutting off financial support for higher education, and then raising the cost of college much higher than can be explained by the rate of inflation. This forces the kids into debt to get their diplomas, and that new debt keeps the Ponzi scheme going. The problem is the government and Wall Street are forcing everybody deeper into debt, and nobody's really thinking about, are they ever actually going to be able to pay it off? And the answer is no. And we may see a student loan bubble explosion in the near future. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And for those of you on BAM User, apparently we had a temporary break in our connection. The whole infrastructure of this country is just rotting away in front of us. Getting on back to the economic news here, there's an article that came out of Zero Hedge talking about facing extinction, hedge funds go all in, take net assets to all-time high, and cash reserves to record low. And what it sounds like is they are part of this larger structure that is attempting to prop up the stock market by just reckless, out-of-control buying to try and use market forces of supply and demand to keep those numbers up there. And they're kind of stuck on this because they've already bought huge blocks of stock to try and keep the market up, and certainly those blocks of stock are part of their balance sheet. And if the market ever corrects, a lot of these companies are going to be instantly insolvent. And it feels like this is a panic move here. We have another article over in Investment Watch blog. Alasdair MacLeod is saying central banks have put over $29 trillion into the markets. Now, this is not $29 trillion that was deposited in their banks. These are the central banks that are allowed to create the money out of thin air. And they include the Federal Reserve, which has been cranking out billions every single month under quantitative easing. And all of that newly created money, half of it goes to the U.S. government to keep them operating, and the other half gets put into Wall Street, to the bond market, to the stock market, to just keep on buying and buying and buying to make it look like the system is still ticking along. But, of course, every time they create brand new money out of thin air, it drives down the value of the money you already have, that you already worked for, that you already put in your pocket. And this is the reason prices are so out of control right now. It's not that the food materials and the fuel are getting more expensive. It's your dollars are, the value of your dollars are being destroyed as the cost of keeping the system propped up a little bit longer. Now, there's an interesting article here, from Investment Watch blog again, where it says shock inflation rocks U.S. consumer in May. And if you thought it looked like prices on the shelves of your stores were going up rapidly last month, it wasn't your imagination. It really was happening. We have another article coming out of Natural News. U.S. food prices are rising 367% faster than the rate of inflation. Now, remember, when the United States government calculates the official rate of inflation, they do not include the price of food and fuel, because those are the areas in commerce where inflationary pressures show themselves first. All righty. For the third straight month, China cuts U.S. debt holdings. They're trying to move out of those treasuries. They're trying to get out of this exposure to U.S. debt, and I'm sure China's not the only one doing it. And apparently China is still, let's see, they held $1.26 trillion in U.S. debt as of April, down $8.9 billion from the previous month. And basically they're just trying to get out slowly. They don't want to trigger a panic. And what the Federal Reserve is doing is they're printing up all kinds of new money, and they're buying up these U.S. treasuries to make it look like somebody is still demanding it, that they're still in demand, and they're going through other countries to use them as a cutout. There was this big scandal where all of a sudden Hungary was buying U.S. treasuries like crazy, and it turned out they'd gotten the money to buy the U.S. treasuries from the Federal Reserve. It's become a paper empire. Meanwhile, as if they didn't have enough problems, General Motors has been hit with a $10 billion lawsuit, a class action lawsuit brought by Hagens Berman Sobel Shapiro. And they're basically suing on behalf of all the current owners of all GM cars, not just the ones that were recalled, saying that the issue with the recalls and the bad ignition switch have damaged the resale value of all GM cars. Now, I can sort of see where they're coming from, but this looks like another lawyer-based cash grab to me. Because anybody buying a used GM car, they're going to know the ones that were recalled and not, and certainly the current owners can say this wasn't part of the recall. But this law firm is claiming that the scandal over the ignition switch has damaged the GM brand name and therefore harmed the resale value of those GM cars. These days, people are kind of hanging on to those cars. They don't want to resell them. A lot more people are keeping the cars until they literally have to be scrapped. You know, we're driving a 14-year-old Honda here ourselves. And by the way, it is a wonderful car. I've had good luck with Hondas. It's amazing. They just, like the Eveready Bunny, they just keep going and going and going and going here. Meanwhile, apparently the concern over the safety of these ignition switches is now spreading beyond General Motors. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is now investigating 1.2 million Chrysler minivans and sport utility vehicles over a concern that their ignition key switch can accidentally turn off the engine and disable the airbags. I wonder if maybe Chrysler was using the same parts provider as General Motors. But has the United States declined so far that we can't manufacture a solid, reliable ignition switch anymore? Has it gotten that bad? And we understand what happened with the GM switch. They simply had the wrong size pin in the detente. It was too short. GM's original answer, the reason this was a scandal, instead of recalling and replacing those switches, they just sent out an email saying, avoid heavy keychains. It's amazing here. Now, for those of you concerned with net neutrality, there may be some positive news on the horizon. Representative Doris Matsui and Senator Patrick Leahy introduced the Online Competition and Consumer Choice Act, which would ban paid prioritization of internet traffic, which is the big issue that a lot of people are concerned about with net neutrality, is that companies able to pay more for their internet connection would get the lion's share of the bandwidth, leaving small independents like, well, RBN and What Really Happened in the slow lane. And so this bill being introduced by Matsui and Leahy basically would prohibit that and sort of return us to the common carrier idea where everybody's carrying everybody's traffic of equal priority. I hope it moves forward. In an election year, it would be a good time to push for this thing. Now, over in Great Britain, reporting the Daily Mail here. Apparently, the National Health Service has been selling medical records of the British subjects to 178 different companies. And apparently, the officials at the NHS don't even know where the details of 1.3 million patients finally wound up. They just sold it for the quick cash, and they have no idea where the stuff went. And your medical records, they can cause harm, because if your insurance company gets them, they can say, oh, well, you know, this is all pre-existing. We can't cover you anymore. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call. Mike in Kentucky, aloha. What's on your mind?
Well, on those ignition switches, it kind of hit me a while back when I first heard about the first batch of them, that wonder how much of this could be on purpose to try to implement, you know, the push-button type ignitions and situations where you have to have, you can already buy apps, I guess, to remote start your car using your cell phone and unlock the doors and stuff like that, and trying to, you know, basically force everybody over to some kind of an electronic key.
Well, they don't need to do that with the ignition switch. I mean, even the ignition switches have an electronic key aspect to them, and they can put in all this remote control stuff. And if you're buying a new car, you're going to get the car that the government and the corporations have decided you're going to get. I think this was just another case of a money junkie somewhere said, it's good enough, ship it, let's start making money. And it came back and it backflashed on GM. And it basically, it hammers home the point that all of this money given by the U.S. government, taken from you, given to General Motors, really was just thrown down the drain.
Well,
because
I'm sorry. The other point that I'm running into is just so much Chinese junk that's coming over here. It's almost like they're able to conquer us by selling us all this junk.
No. You need to understand something about the Chinese. I'll tell you what. I'm going to come back and talk about this after the top of the hour break. So we'll be back after these few words.